Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. There's a lot of laughs on the USA Network Comedy Sirens, and you'll find out why when you meet series stars Kevin Bigley and Kevin Daniels. Plus, a lot more swash in the buckle, too, when it comes to another season of Black Sails. The stars of the show tell us what we can expect for the rest of season two. Let's get to the point.
This is the point.
Discovered Sirens yet? It's a USA comedy created for the network by Bob Fisher and Dennis Leary, and stars an ensemble cast that include a couple of Kevins, Kevin Daniels and Kevin Bigley, who both were happy to tell me about their characters.
My character's name is Hank, Hank Sinclair, and I'm an EMT, I'm a sports-loving guy. He's, it's kind of like unfiltered, speaks his mind, always has a little advice to give his co-workers, sage advice, and oftentimes fun to listen to it, but stop them from getting it. And, I don't know. He's a complex guy who defies stereotypes. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to give a shorter intro class to my character since that was a novel. It sounds like a Faulkner novel that Kevin gave. Brian says, is a slightly effeminate goober with a heart of gold. I would say that. I'm going to end there. The end. By my next book, it's called... What's the next?
It was a new direction this second season for Kevin Daniels' character.
You know, Bob asked me last year about, where we kind of like, what do you guys want to see the character go and what can happen? And he was like, how would you feel about, Hank getting involved with someone? And I was like, oh, that could be a really cool storyline, So he pitched this other idea with another actor who was unavailable at the time. But and then he was like, well, we'll see what happens. And he wrote this episode, and this guy, Jesse Lucan, comes in. And it was meant to be just like a one guest star spot. But Jesse was so great, and they really liked where he was going, that Bob just started kind of crafting this thing. And he's like, we're going to see what this relationship, what happens. So you get to see Hank a little out of his element as well as, it's just a little neurotic and a little, not as comfortable as you wanted to be.
Yeah, he just dated, Jesse played a hipster.
Yeah.
So it's funny to see the sports-loving guy end up with this hipster trying to get some free-range chickens in
exactly.
His backyard.
With the cheeses and the wine.
The vinyl and has Japanese tattoos, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting.
And for Kevin Bigley?
Oh, man, you name it. It's kind of like a Dr. Seuss of seasons. It's Brian goes to blank. Brian goes to the trip.
I love that.
Brian goes to the prom, the carnival, to the magic show. They kind of just start chucking them all over the place. He ends up in some wacky mix-em-ups. It's pretty great, man. I am pretty psyched about that.
So pumped up.
Yeah, in the premiere, at least in the first two blocks of episodes, Brian ends up, after a girl gets into a car accident, her prom date cancels on her. She's a senior in high school, so Brian ends up going with him and replacing him. And, comedy ensues. It's bigger and better than ever. So is my hair. It's several stories high.
It's a little taller this year than it's ever been before.
It's taller. It's kind of funnier. It's got a personality of its own.
We named it.
Yep.
So we played a little game. After a long run on the network, we asked both Kevins where they'd like to see their characters end up in the final season.
And the guy, I don't know, you think the guys are still in season? They moved on to Lionel.
They could probably ask
them.
We get Ron Howard to direct the third movie in which we go to space. First movie was a road trip movie. Second movie was we go to Europe. Third.
I think Blondes has come with some kind of time travel device.
Yeah. It's all over.
Something incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Ninja Turtles 3. We're just going to go back to ancient Japan or something that.
It'll be fun.
Saving lives across time. There you go.
Saving lives across time.
Yeah.
Fix that. USA, USA.
Yeah, I hope so.
USANetwork.com is the place you can catch up on Sirens and see new episodes every Tuesday on USA. Let's roll it out. Here's the very latest in pop culture. Are you still ready for the Apple Watch? Well, that day may be coming sooner than you think. Apple has announced a Spring Forward special event coming up on the 9th of March, the day before we change the clocks for daylight savings time. Insiders say to look for a full-on demonstration of the new product and then an on-sale date for it as well, which will more than likely be sometime in April. It's back to the world of Blade Runner for Harrison Ford, who reportedly has already been signed for a sequel to that 80s film. The original story idea, of course, was directed by Ridley Scott, who has an idea for this film as well, and will executive produce the sequel that'll go before the cameras sometime in 2016. Add two-time Oscar nominee Viola Davis to the cast of DC Suicide Squad movie. Davis has been confirmed in the role of Amanda Waller, and she joins Jared Leto, who will be the Joker. Will Smith is Deadshot, and Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn in the film that's set to be in theaters in the summer of 2016. B.B. Herman is making a huge comeback on Netflix. His big holiday film will be produced by Judd Apatow and will star, of course, Paul Reubens himself and be directed by John Lee from Broad City. The project will be a Netflix exclusive and will join all the classic Pee-wee material already there, including his films Big Adventure and Big Top Pee-wee, and, of course, episodes of both seasons, in fact, of the Pee-wee Herman Show and the Pee-wee's Playhouse Show as well. No release date is set so far for Big Holiday. Look for Popcorn Flicks on your particular streaming device. It's a brand new free service with a lot of interesting movies and TV series that may not be available anywhere else. A lot of those B-movies that went direct to DVD and some of which have disappeared pretty much off the shelves since the death of stores like Blockbuster and, of course, your local Video Goblet as well. Popcorn Flicks is available on most services, including PlayStation, Apple TV, and Roku. And if you want to check out the whole list of what they have, you can get it online, too, as well, at popcornflicks.com. The point. On the Starz pirate drama Black Sails, one of the brighter parts of the first season was the production values, lauded by many as one of the best on current television. But creator and showrunner Robert Levine told me that keeping it up for a second season wasn't that easy.
It's pretty big. I mean, it's there's no good place to shoot this show, so everything is you kind of have to make it. We built two ships for the first season, a third for the second, and
bigger than the first.
Yeah, it's a pretty big production, but it's I think at the beginning with Starz, it was about I think their commitment to make the show was to make the show, to make an uncompromised version of it and a vision of it that felt big and real, I think in order to do that, you kind of can't cut corners. It's a story about people that live very big lives.
So what about the story in the new season? I asked stars Hannah New and Toby Stevens for their cut on how the episodes are going to play out.
Like grittier and darker, and as a structure of the political structure of the island starts to kind of fall apart because alliances are no longer firm pirates are constantly having to change alliances. Everyone becomes a lot more selfish and Machiavellian in their approach to survival. I think it's for me, the season has got a lot more hand to mouth. Like, everyone is having to really, really, fly on the seat of their pants, basically, to survive. So
yeah, I think there's a sense where Nassau is threatened by Britain. Mm-hmm. It's vulnerable. Eventually they're going to come, they're going to sort out this problem of piracy in that region. It's affecting trade. And so it's about the future of Nassau and how to solve the future of Nassau, how to make it a place that is still a viable place where all these pirates can live. And I think Flint's thing is, I need to create a place where they can give up piracy and make this a going concern, but without having Britain take it over again.
Yeah.
And so it's really about the survival of about Nassau, and also it explains there's a backstory to Flint. So you go back in time 15 years to when he was a young naval officer, and you get the origin of his, what's driving him, because I feel at the end of season one, which is great, you don't know what he's about, really. He's very enigmatic, and it explains a lot of the reasons why he's doing what he's doing.
One of the main characters that's changed the most might be John Silver, played by Luke Arnold.
For me, for Silver, it's really about him getting drawn into this world. In season one, he's just looking for the way out. And then slowly, he starts to realize the potential of what is offered by this world, and also who he could be in this world and realizing it's someone that he could never be anywhere else. And the most fun part is seeing properly the relationship between Flint and Silver build. This kind of a love-hate tolerance-hate relationship, I think, that they have to work together, they have to deal with each other, and I think that kind of double act was really fun for me to play.
Another character that might end up dominating the rest of the second season is Max, played by Jessica Kennedy.
Max is sort of recovered, she's past that point of recovery of what's kind of happened to her, the awful things that have happened to her, and she knows, she's such a strong person that she's, choosing to stay on the island, and she has incredibly big plans and big goals and a big vision. She wants to kind of take it all back in her own way, without giving too much away. She's just an incredibly determined young woman, and it's really, really special. But she's also such a snake in the grass, I think, and you have to be really careful with her, and I don't know if anyone is really, except for your character. Your character's always careful enough with her,
Yeah, I think it recognizes.
Yeah,
unlike mine.
There's a similarity there where you're like, okay, this bitch could really mess
yeah,
me over.
Yeah, yeah. Donnie, I'm not turning my back on you.
Exactly. And I kind of team up with this sort of a Bonnie and Rack. A lot of time I spend with Bonnie and Rackham, and just, figuring out exactly how to take over in a big way, the three of us.
Even with a full season and more under her belt, Hannah told V she still continues to do research to help her character grow.
For me, I found it really interesting. I tried to find women I could kind of, find a similarity with, but most of the accounts would have been women who were in London, who were running taverns, who were running the same kind of racket, who were running the same kind of selling illicit goods. You think, well, actually, the island itself is kind of has to keep running when the pirates are off kind of looking for their prizes. And so it's kind of like a war situation. So women kept everything going, kept the business running. And so in that way, I can kind of fit her into that. But she is completely what you would not expect of a woman of her day. So for me, that's exciting and fun to bring an aspect of history that must have existed to the forefront.
Starz.com is where you can catch up on Black Sails and see new episodes every Saturday on the Starz Network. That does it for the podcast. We're back at the start of the new week, and we go to the set of the following. Time for season 3 to start, and the guy with all the info about what we can expect is, of course, Kevin Bacon, and he'll be here to talk about that. And you'll catch it on websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and, of course, in the iTunes podcast directory. Keep in touch with us anytime on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under The Point Radio. And we'll see you right back here in a few days. Get the point.